minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the show. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. If you had your pick between these quarterbacks and all were at the same trade value, who would you like to see play for the Broncos next season? And look at that. Look how things have changed, Jadeen. Aaron Rodgers was running the show. Kyler Murray is now leading this thing. 41% of the votes going to Kyler. Then 35% going to Aaron Rodgers, 23% for Russell Wilson. You guys are, nobody wants Russell Wilson. It's crazy to me. I guess 23% do. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Let's see where this thing ends up by the time it's all said and done. I love when a vote like changes like this too. Kyler Murray is 24 years old, and he was having an epic season until, obviously, I don't know, seven games or so left, and then the Cardinals started to struggle. But I think, man, again, 24, you got a lot of time for him to just continue to get better and better. He's played, what, three seasons? And now it's tied again. Kyler Murray and Aaron Rodgers for the top. So, go vote at thewholeshow.com. I'm curious to get your thoughts. I would go Kyler Murray because I want I am of the mindset. Now, if Rodgers was a free agent, all right, let's do the Manning thing again. Let's go. But he's not. You're going to have to trade the farm for him. And he's maybe got 2 or 3 years. Maybe. I don't even know. I'm not sure. But stop saying he's going to be like Tom Brady. That's such a rarity. But I'm kind of done trading off a bunch of assets for a quick fix. And my whole point with the tweet yesterday was, all right, if Rodgers gives you the best shot to win a Super Bowl, or he makes you a Super Bowl contender, a favorite, whatever, then why isn't he in the Super Bowl more often? And again, you get everybody thrown out, well, the Packers roster is terrible. I mean, listen to this, and I don't have the entire rosters in front of me, but I got like 2011, the year after they won the Super Bowl. He had Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, to name a few. Clay Matthews, A.J. Hawk. That was when that defense was still, like, you had some stars there. 2012, A.J. Hawk, Clay Matthews. Charles Woodson was still there. Jordy Nelson. Let's fast forward to 2014. Julius Peppers came in, and he left the Panthers and ended up putting together some big years for Green Bay. Clay Matthews was still there playing at a high level. A.J. Hawk was still there. Ha-ha Clinton Dix was still there. And he was playing at a fairly high level at that point. Fast forward. Go to 2016. A guy by the name of Micah Hyde was on that team. So, I know that those are just one or two guys, three or four guys here and there, and you're saying, well, Brady, that doesn't tell the whole story of the team and all that. I get where you're coming from, but it's not like they didn't have any key players. Don't make it sound like it was Aaron Rodgers and a bunch of scrubs since 2011. They had some. Charles Woodson was one of the better, you know, corner, then he kind of switched to safety later in his career with Green Bay. And Rodgers even goes off to list all those guys that he was mad that the Packers moved on from. So he even acknowledged, hey, they had the rosters at one point. But the idea that, okay, well, the Broncos, dude, as good as everybody thinks the Broncos defense was, which I think they had some great highlights, some great things about them. Do you know they were averaging giving up only 2 yards less than Green Bay this year? So you're telling me that, and that was in the regular season. I mean, Green Bay's defense was kind of up and down. So, but the Broncos, I mean, they had some great moments defensively. Yes, they kept themselves in games. But those of you that are saying, oh, the Broncos have this elite defense, well, I don't know that they were elite. And even if you want to say they are, what's the big change coming to this defense next year? Oh, that's right. Vic Fangio's gone. You don't give him any credit for this defense? None whatsoever? I feel like that's the opposite of what you guys were saying throughout the course of the season. Don't want him as the head coach, but we would love him to stay as the defensive coordinator because he's a defensive genius. Okay, which is it? Either he was a defensive genius or that team was just, the roster was just so good that they won regardless of what Vic Fangio was doing. We bend our arguments so quickly to make it work for ourselves. I just think it's silly how you guys are acting like this roster is a playoff team. I mean, they won seven games, and you're telling me, okay, well, they didn't have a competent coach. All right. And as excited as I am about Nathaniel Hackett, we don't know what's in store for him just yet. We don't. It's hard to predict that. He could be great. He could be a dud. He could be somewhere in between. He's doing all the fun things, all the right things out in the media and going to Nuggets games and such, and I absolutely love it. But you're 38 years old. Are you going to... Now, I know you liked Nathaniel Hackett. You had a great relationship with him. He's only been there for like 2 years. But you're 38 years old. You mean to tell me you're going to come be with Nathaniel Hackett, who you agree is a good offensive coordinator, but yet to be determined whether or not he's a good coach. You're going to come over to a team, you know, that the defense, they've got a lot of free agents, and they just lost one of the bigger pieces of the bigger chunks of glue that held this whole thing together, and that was Vic Fangio. You just act like nothing's changed. Oh, just plug him in. Just plug Aaron Rodgers into the exact same situation as last year, and you have a playoff team. Well, but folks, you're not having the exact same situation as last year. Kareem Jackson, Kyle Fuller, Bryce Callahan, Alexander Johnson, Josie Jewell all have one thing in common. They're free agents. You bringing them all back? And Vic Fangio, although I agree with everybody on this, he's not a good head coach. He was terrible. He was really good at being a defensive coordinator. Oh, and Kenny Young, by the way, who stepped in, who they traded for from the Rams, is also a free agent. So you guys are just acting like, plug him in. Boop. Beep, boop, pop, pop. Rodgers is now in the mix. Same exact team, but it's Rodgers. Sometimes I'm just floored by some of the arguments that surround this situation. I mean, you saw it, JD, and Twitter goes nuts. I just asked the question. Why hasn't Rodgers been in more Super Bowls? I mean, I got his numbers here. You tell me if these are MVP numbers. 2011, they lost in the divisional round of the playoffs. Rodgers was 26 of 46, 264 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. He had a rating of 78. 2012, they lost in the divisional round to the 49ers, 45-31. He was 26 of 39, 257 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception, 91 rating. He had Jordy Nelson and Greg Jennings that year. 2013, they lost in the wild card round to the 49ers. He was 17 of 26, 170 yards, one touchdown. He had a 97 rating. In 2014, they lost in the NFC Championship. He was 19 of 34, 170 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions. He had a 55 QBR. 2015, they lost the divisional round, 26-20 to Atlanta. He was 24 of 44, 260 yards, two touchdowns and an interception, 77 rating. 2016, 27 of 45, 287 yards, three touchdowns, one interception, 91.6 rating. All right, getting better there. 2019, NFC Championship to the 49ers, they lost 37-20. He threw two touchdowns, also two interceptions, had a rating of 97. 2020, it was great. That was the NFC Championship year. He was solid there. 2021, we all know how that game went. When I read those, now again, he's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about it. But when I read those were his, from 2011 to now, those were his final games of the season. Those numbers, are they? Like, do you look at those numbers and say, wow, those numbers are going to translate into easy money, folks, to Super Bowl championships. And when you say the roster's not great, well, then why did he have good numbers in the regular season? And then suddenly these numbers change and suddenly the roster's not very good. You can go look at headlines all over after the Packers had lost each one of those games. And I looked at them. And most of the headlines are, why can't the Packers / Rodgers get past the next game, the next phase? And you're telling me that it's going to get easier with the Denver Broncos? JD, what do you think about all that, my man?
Obviously, I think he'll have good passing numbers because it's Denver. I mean, everyone has good passing numbers in Denver. But the issue that you're going to run into is, like you said, the defense. He has so many holes to fill and only so much to fill it with. Their salary cap, they're going to be in trouble if they get Rodgers and Adams, especially with Adams asking what? Is he asking $30 million, I think?
I think it's something like that. I mean, he's wanting like quarterback money, essentially.
And if you're gonna pay those two guys that much money and still have so many holes on defense, you're gonna have a mediocre defense at best. And like you said with the Super Bowl, you're thinking it could come down to defense. And if it comes down to defense, it's gonna go to the Rams. And likewise, if the Broncos, if it comes down to defense, it's more often than not gonna go down to the other team.
Now, this is why I'm saying, though, again, do I think Aaron Rodgers makes this team better? Yes. There's no question. He makes this team better. They're a playoff team. And I will say that. You plug him in, that's good for 9 wins at least, if not 10. And that's going to be enough to get you in the playoffs. My biggest fear is, are you really going to trade 2 first-round picks, a second-round pick, a third-round pick, a player? And that's just minimum. A Jerry Jeudy or whatever, Noah Fant, for 4 or 5 games better and a shot at the Super Bowl. Or a shot at the playoffs.
And that's only for Rodgers. If you're talking Adams, too, I mean, it's likely that the Packers will put a franchise tag on him.
There's a darn good chance that happens. And then you trade him, and you'd have to get... Because you don't want to trade for him for 1 year. You're not doing this for 1 year. You're not going to trade 3 first-round picks or 2 first-round picks for Rodgers to come here for 1 year with Devontae Adams for 1 year. You're going to make sure that it's a sign-and-trade, free agency, or a sign-and-trade with both teams. So, and again, $30 million a year for Adams. What is Rodgers going to be? What is he now? Is he 40?
Probably something around there. And the other issue is that, or the way I look at it, why would the Broncos not take a season off? Not a tank season, Tanner, but but a rebuild season. Just like what they do in baseball. I mean, you look at the Padres, they were in a rebuild for a very long time, and look at them now. They're competing with the best. They underperform, but, I mean, I just think it's silly to go out and do the same thing. You have one good season with Manning, and then you have 6 years where you're practically not even in playoff talk.
Here's where I go with this. Now, everybody likes to throw out the Rams deal. Hey, the Rams seem to be fine without all those first-round picks. Aaron Donald was a first-round pick. Cooper Kupp was a third-round pick, which would be a part of this deal. You can't just say that they're, just through free agency, they built this team. Yeah, they went and got their quarterback, I agree. But some of their foundational players on this team were built in the draft, were found in the draft. The Bengals is almost purely through the draft, especially their top 3 or 4 players, all first-round picks. From their quarterback to their wide receiver to their running back to their D-lineman, first and second-round picks. So I guess where I look at this and I say, George Payton is supposed to be good at drafting. That's supposed to be what's on his resume, is that he can draft well, that he has the ability to scout and figure out which players can do what. Are you really going to take all of his ammunition away from him in his first full year last year, but... You know, that was the getting out there, seeing what was going on. Not his coach. He didn't hire that coach. He didn't hire that coaching staff. This is now his image. You're going to take away all those draft picks for a 1-in-5 shot, essentially? Because you got the Chiefs, the Bills, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Patriots. You got all these teams that are going to be very difficult to get past. And you're going to trade all that. Well, then you go, well, Brady, what's the alternative? You try to grow a program. You try to grow a football team. You got Patrick Surtain and Javonte Williams. You found your franchise cornerback and maybe your franchise running back. Can you go find your franchise right tackle? And then in the second round, can you go find your franchise inside linebacker? And then in the meantime, you're not breaking the bank with a quarterback. Maybe you are going for, maybe you stay with Drew Lock. I don't think it's that far-fetched, folks. I really don't. I just, Brady, never say never. Tommy's a free agent. Unless you said, Chris says, what an honor. Take down the young guns. At 38, do you want to, is that where you, like, do you want to take your best shot at winning a Super Bowl, or do you want to take the hardest road? Well, Brady, it's more respectable that way. The dude's been to one, though. You mean to tell me that he's been to one in all these years of playing, that his chances increased by coming to Denver to go up against the Chiefs and the Chargers, and what I believe the Raiders will be better? Nixon says, unless the Packers were willing to take Sutton or Patrick, who were just signed, no way in hell Adams is coming here. Heck, they would probably have to take both. You just signed both of those guys to decent contracts, too. So if George Payton truly believed that there was a Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams thing in the works, like, his job would be to know that, and even in the middle of the season, right? To kind of have a whiff of that, then why would he sign both of those guys? I don't see it happening. I don't see George Payton parting with all the draft picks. I don't even see the Packers necessarily parting from Aaron Rodgers. And again, they can franchise tag Adams. That might tether Rodgers to this organization for another year. And again, a lot of you throwing out the, and I want to talk about this in the second, in the next segment, but you're throwing out the fact that, well, yeah, but he doesn't have the roster. Well, why are they good enough to get through everything except for that NFC championship game or middle playoff game? So they're good enough to win 12 games or so on average, but they can't win the one game against the Niners. They can't win the one game against the Falcons. A couple of Niners games in that mix, actually. So that's where I have an issue with it. I mean, you do start asking that question. That's hard to get to Super Bowls. I understand that. Even if you have the best quarterback in the league, I don't know. The best quarterback in the league last year was Tom Brady, maybe, right? He won a Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes was second, and he won one and went to one. So why is the other best quarterback in the league, and Aaron Rodgers, not getting to those? Now, again, a lot of you are saying things like, well, you said the same thing about Peyton Manning. It was a gamble, but look what happened there. That is so ridiculous of an argument, and we'll talk about that coming up next, 23 minutes after the hour. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
If you want nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
No Limit Collectibles, that's where you can buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. JD, I know you're a big-time collector. And did you get a Javonte Williams card, too, man? I mean, I'm a little jealous of that. That sounds like you got the Williams rookie card. So, I mean, that's legit.
Yeah, I got a signed one. Got a couple of them, actually, from there. I'll be there this afternoon. Usually what happens after I'm done with the show, but
you pop over to No Limit, yeah, see what's going on.
Pretty much.
I mean, you can't blame a guy, man.
Right? I know. I'm going to be making a purchase today. I can't say too much because I'm surprising Scotty with it, but yeah, he'll be happy when he gets home. I'll just say that.
Hey, look at you, man. You're spending money on somebody other than yourself? That's crazy talk. What are you doing, man?
Hey, I mean, it benefits me in the end too.
you're being a good guy, man. That's all it is. 28 minutes after the hour. Love No Limit Collectibles. And now they're in Greeley. They're in the Cables Shopping Center there. So check them out. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And stop by and say hello to Jimmy Dean. He'll be hanging out there, as he said moments ago. First Advance text line 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Boy, Twitter just went after me yesterday. You know, and I think there was a lot of people that agreed with my question. And it wasn't like, hey, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be terrible. I never said that. I said, absolutely, he makes you a better team. He's that good of a quarterback. But I'm sorry. If you're going to trade the amount that we're saying, I want more than a better team. I want a Super Bowl out of the deal. That's what I want. If the same with Manning. If you didn't win a Super Bowl, it did feel like it was a little bit of, I don't know, I don't want to say a complete waste, but it would have felt like, okay, we weren't able to capitalize on this. We weren't able to capitalize on this absolutely monster move that we made to get Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks, over here in Denver. That's what it would have felt like. Maybe a bit of a failure. I mean, Denver didn't win it until Manning was on his last leg. He was not good that year. He was hurt and then benched because of injury or whatever. But he was not the same guy. He hit the wall and he hit it hard. Luckily, the Broncos have been building a great defense. Through free agency and the draft, a little bit of both there, because you had some key components in there that were through the draft. You did bring in free agents like Aqib Talib, but you also, and not just the draft, but homegrown guys, Chris Harris Jr., Von Miller, Bradley Roby, like those guys were big parts to what you were doing. It was a good mix of free agents and draft picks and homegrown guys. So I had asked the question, if Rodgers makes the Broncos an instant Super Bowl favorite, then why isn't Rodgers in the Super Bowl more often? And here, you know, you get replies like this. I can't tell you if a Bronco next year that will be in the Super Bowl, but I can tell you that he'll make the Broncos much more competitive and the league will take the Broncos much more serious. The thing you got to be careful with here is going for that kind of move. George Payton is flat out saying, I am going to the Super Bowl. This is our home run. This is our Hail Mary. And if we don't complete this, there's a darn good chance he loses his job, because what's going to happen? All those first round picks and second round picks and whatever are gone. And I do value the picks when you have the right guy picking them. Now, if this was John Elway, I think we'd have a better case. And you can say, well, Brady, Elway has had so many duds as far as first rounders. Who cares? And you know what? You'd probably have me there. But George Payton has had one draft so far, and instead of going for the shiny thing and going for a quarterback, he went for Patrick Surtain. I think Broncos country agrees that he is a franchise corner, is a Champ Bailey-esque type corner. And then in the second round, they get Javonte Williams. I think everybody also agrees that that guy has potential to be a very special player. So far, that's just the top two. The rest of his draft class was actually pretty good. Guys that were playing. And then you get this, you know, the same logic that brought Peyton Manning here. I get that tweet. No. It's not the same logic. Peyton Manning was a free agent. You gave up nothing but a contract, and for them, that's easier to do than draft picks and capital. So you guys got to stop this, please. I am willing to have an argument with anybody, anytime. But if you're not going to come loaded up, if you're not going to come with a loaded argument, then get out of here. Stop saying Peyton Manning and Rodgers, that would essentially be the same thing. You would have to trade for Aaron Rodgers. You signed Peyton Manning. If it didn't work out, you still had all of your picks. With Rodgers, if this doesn't work out and you win 10 games, 11 games, you get into the first round of the playoffs and you get bounced by the Bills, and then the same thing happens the next year, well, not only did you not win a Super Bowl, but now you're out. And I'm not just talking future first rounders. That number 9 pick that you could have used disappeared and went to Green Bay. So he could have been getting better in those 2 years. So it hurts your future, it hurts your current, it hurts everything. You need to be damn sure, because a lot of you keep saying, well, he doesn't have the roster around him. That's why Rodgers can do it. Keep this in mind. Peyton Manning, when he came to Denver, they were 8-8 with Tim Tebow. They won the division, but they were 8-8. Manning comes in and they go 13-3. Manning elevated a not-so-great roster? About as good as this roster? They won seven. More games, and they won seven. Tim Tebow's crew won eight. So you're telling me, all right, Manning did that. Now, why? Now my question is why? Why isn't Rodgers elevating that team to the? I mean, again, they're winning games, they're getting into the playoffs, all that, and we know the Broncos were a Super Bowl heavy favorite that year. But Raheem Moore had something to say about that. John Fox had something to say about that by letting the game go to overtime instead of 36 seconds left, trying for something down the field. But they lost. That was his first year. The next year, they go to the Super Bowl, which I still think is worth it if you can at least get to the dance. They get smoked. And again, John Fox, Super Bowl crowds aren't loud. First snap of the game goes over Peyton Manning's head because he couldn't hear it. He and the center were off, and it goes over his head, and that's how we start that game. And then the next year, they lose to the Colts. Broncos are frustrated. They want to go out kicking and screaming. And then they bring in Gary Kubiak, and actually Manning's worst year perhaps, perhaps. His worst year of his career. They won the Super Bowl. My point? They built this team around Manning. I get it. They brought a lot of free agents in. They made that defense amazing. That defense came here because of Manning. It was hard even then. Everybody keeps saying, look what happened with Manning. Look what happened with Manning. Well, they did win one on his worst year of his career. It is hard to do it, folks. It's hard to do it whether you have, unless your name's Tom Brady, sorry, or Patrick Mahomes. He's been to two so far, and he's really young. But other than that, it's hard to do it. The same guys are going to the Super Bowls typically. This is a breath of fresh air, but it's typically Tom Brady. And we've seen it. Tom Brady, Manning, Mahomes is now in that mix. Ben Roethlisberger. Those guys were going. Rodgers was not a part of that. He got to one. It's hard to do, and I understand that. And that's why the question is, since it's so hard to do, since it's such a tall task to get there, are you really willing to trade everything, or do you build this thing up? Because I don't disagree with you, JD, in saying this might be a retool year for the Broncos. Not a rebuild, but a retool. Maybe they do go for a quarterback at nine, and they try to grow with him. Nathaniel Hackett was not hired because he could get Aaron Rodgers, and if that was the case, it was a bad hire. I'm just leaning more towards keep your picks, keep your players that you've invested in. I'm not sold on Jerry Jeudy. I need to see something. But there's flashes. There's certainly flashes that he has. And I'd like to see this team go about it organically. That's not a knock on Aaron Rodgers. 37 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. Let's jump out real fast to get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm glad you guys could be with us here. Listen, it's a fun debate. It's fun to wonder because certainly big-time changes could be coming for the Broncos. Certainly the ownership situation is way up in the air. No question about it. You got three major quarterbacks that are maybe going to be on the market. Rodgers, on the trade market, I should say. Rodgers, Murray, and Wilson. But you have the situation here with Byron Allen. A lot of people believing that, hey, he's going to be now in the thick of this thing. Zach Stevens posted on his Twitter account, our Broncos insider here. He shared the quote, "After serious consideration, I strongly believe I can effectuate positive changes throughout the league, and for that reason I will be making a bid for the Denver Broncos." Media tycoon Byron Allen is preparing a bid for the Denver Broncos, a move that, if successful, would make him the first black majority owner of a National Football League team. What do you guys, begs the question, what do you guys want from your owner? What do you want from the owner of a team, of an NFL franchise, of your Denver Broncos? Do you more or less just kind of want them to not be involved? Or do you want them to be a Jerry Jones type that's very much involved, very much in the limelight, making decisions? I really want to see what happens with George Payton. I don't know that I want to see an owner that comes in. I don't know what kind of owner he is. I have no idea. I have no idea if he loves football. Maybe it's better to not have, maybe it's better to just have a businessman come in. And maybe, obviously, you make that kind of money, that's what you are. That's what you're doing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Man, I was getting a lot of flack last night, man. I tweeted out this. I said last year, I feel better about it now. Nikola Jokic could very well be the GOAT when it comes to Colorado sports when it's all said and done. Texter here says, no chance, zero. He's behind 10 Broncos minimum. Who are the 10 Broncos that Nikola Jokic is behind as far as being the GOAT? Elway, TD, and Sharp? Vaughn? I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Floyd Little? Is Floyd Little greater than Nikola Jokic? Is Terrell Davis? TD might, but Joker's on his way. What is he, 24 years old? So, I mean, he's got a lot of game left in him. Okay, he's 26, sorry. Still a lot of game left in him. If he wins another MVP and they somehow find a way in the next 4 years to win a title, you still think that Joker, it's that far-fetched of an idea that they couldn't win at all? Or that Joker couldn't be at all, be the guy? I think it's worthwhile of a discussion. I'm going to go through it. I'm working on it, putting together my deep thoughts from a wandering mind, which will be available at thewholeshow.com. It's fun to talk about this stuff, isn't it? It's a wild time. You have the Avalanche right now, the greatest team, the best team in the world. You got the Winter Olympics going on right now. Are you watching any of that, Jaden? You getting into any of it? Yeah. I mean, I had somebody ask me that the other day. I'm like, dude, Colorado State, Wyoming, UNC, Colorado, and the Nuggets all have legitimate shots at doing something this year. Plus, you got the Super Bowl coming up. It's hard for me to take a sidestep and say I'm going to watch skiing. Olympics has always been weird for me. Like, I don't watch these sports throughout my life. Now suddenly people give me crap because you're not sitting down watching sports that you have no idea who you might know some of the athletes, I guess, but how the rules are, who the athletes are. I mean, yeah.
You forgot to talk about the state of Colorado's success in the Olympics.
Right.
We've had a lot. I'm not sure the exact number, but there's been a lot of Colorado athletes that have medaled already.
But they haven't gold medaled, right? Yeah. Apparently we're hurting in gold medals. Yeah. And I only watch if you're going to win gold medals, JD.
Well, then you won't be watching the Broncos next season.
Oh, with or without Rodgers, there's no Super Bowl in their future?
With or without Rodgers, there's no Super Bowl in their future.
Not next year. I mean, it's too impossible for me to see the Broncos getting past the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Bills, the Bengals, all of it. There's a lot of competition there. And Rodgers had a hard time getting past the Niners. In fact, he didn't get past the Niners. I know it's a team game. I know it's a team sport. But stop pretending that this Broncos roster is so much better than the Packers roster. If it's better, it's not by much. All right, we got to wrap up the show. Let's get to TV on the other side. 48 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK. Man, we're making people mad today, and I absolutely love it. We'll be right back.
Join the Hull Show Bracket Challenge. Winner gets $500 cold hard cash. Keep listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Minutes after the hour. Let's read through some of these texts before we close out the show today. Where is it? My goodness. I had it up here moments ago. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Dixon says, getting people fired up, Brady. If you keep this up, what am I supposed to do? I'm just trying to be realistic here. You got a lot of Broncos fans that think that this roster is basically a quarterback away from a Super Bowl. And I'm not there yet. I think they're a playoff team with Rodgers. There's no doubt. And then you just have to hope you have the right pieces in place to beat the Bengals and the Bills and the Chiefs. Noob, why is there another Dixon on the radio anti-Denver? How am I anti-Denver? So because I'm not on here saying, oh my gosh, the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl next year. Oh, they got the right pieces. I'm telling you the like it is, guys. You got a lot of contracts up for renewal. I know they have cap space, but $30 million for Rodgers, $34 million for Rodgers evaporates that pretty quickly. Oh, Noob says not you. Get him out of here. Get him out of here then, Noob. Take him out. He said, Chris, Brady, best of the best is generational. Good luck. Yes. All right, where'd we end up on the poll today, JD? Do you have it up? What did we end up doing? Who won it today? The Method Flow Products poll question was, if the trade was the same value and you could get one of these guys to be a Bronco, and yes, it would be pretty much the duration of their career, Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers, or Russell Wilson, what did we end up? Who's leading the clubhouse? Are you still refreshing? Is it still refreshing?
Yeah, this computer's not loving me today.
Ooh, I have it up here now. Kyler Murray and Rodgers are ending this thing in a tie. Russell Wilson coming in a distant second behind those guys.
Yeah, I see 38% for Kyler and Rodgers and 22% for Russell.
Ooh, I just refreshed. It's 42% for Aaron Rodgers. In the late hour of the show, we get a final vote for Aaron Rodgers or whatever, a couple of votes that pops Aaron Rodgers over the top. And Kyler Murray comes in second with Russell Wilson in third. Listen, these debates are a blast, man. There's a lot of fun stuff going on throughout Northern Colorado, man. It's a blast. Basketball's killing it. It's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.